this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. You can find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Rats!
Say cheese, Dan. Cheese!
Tall, dark-headed, sneery voice, kind of reptilian looking, you know?
Huh?
Say, you wouldn't happen to have a couple of quarters on you, would you?
Now what's going on?
Dad and what I'm chew, and they swam and they swam all over the dam. Miss Turner, this is Harlow Doyle, Private Eye, speaking to you this afternoon from my new microcassette recorder. Hope your vacation was appropriately, vacating. From now on, I'll be putting all my cases on tape, such as I am now, for you whatever it is you do. Starting with the past. The case of the missing rats. Hold on, Miss Turner. Somebody's pounding on the door and screaming for help. Pounding on the door and screaming for help? This'll have to wait, Miss Turner. Someone's pounding on the door and screaming for help. This is Harlow Doyle, Private Eye, signing off. All right, I've come.
Hey, I gotta have some help, please. Where are you?
We're behind the door.
Huh? What are you doing back there?
Looking for clues, yeah. Nope, nothing here. Now then, what can I do for you?
You Harlow Doyle, Pie?
Huh? Hmm? Oh, that's Harlow Doyle, P.I. Signs kind of messed up. My brother did it. A private investigator.
Oh, whatever. I need your help. I'm the victim of a major crime.
A major crime? Sit down and tell me about it.
Well, don't you want to know my name first?
Young man, I am a trained professional. This will go a whole lot faster if you let me ask the questions. Now then, what is your name?
Rathbone. Rodney Rathbone.
Mm-hmm. Rathbone? Rodney Rathbone. Say, it must be pretty convenient having the same first and last names.
Huh? No. My first name is Rodney.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Okay, Rathney, if that's your name, what's the problem?
What's the problem?
I asked you first.
I'll tell you what's the problem. Somebody at Wit's End's a thief. Somebody at Wit's End stole my camera.
Ooh, that's pretty serious. Do you know who it was?
Well, No, that's why I came to you.
And it's a good thing you did, too. Now let me rewind my microcassette recorder, and you can tell me all about it. The case, I mean, not the cassette recorder.
Look, are you sure you're a private investigator?
Am I sure? Wait a minute. Of course I'm sure. See my diploma? Right here. Graduated at the top of my class from the Private Eye Correspondence course at Waxahachie Normal with honors in fingerprinting and shadowing. Want to see a rabbit?
How many cases have you had here in Odyssey?
One.
One?
Two, if you count finding a letter to my mother. Okay, the recorder's all set up. Now, tell me, in your own words, mind you, what happened?
Well, there's not much to tell.
Good, then we won't run out of tape.
It started when I took Denver to Wit's End.
You took a whole city to Wit's End?
No, Denver's a friend of mine. I took him to Wit's End to enter him in the upcoming Bible Bowl. Mm-hmm. I set my camera down for a couple of minutes to sign Denver up, and when I went back to where I left it, gone.
Denver?
No, my camera.
What happened to Denver?
I don't know. I guess he stuck around.
Around your camera?
No, around Wit's End.
Aha! Now we're really getting someplace. Let's review the facts.
Do we have time for that?
There's always time to review the facts, young man. Besides, I want to see how my nifty new cassette recorder works.
Oh, man.
There we go. All rewound. Let's see what we've got. Must have pushed the wrong button. Classical music station.
Look, Mr. Pie.
That's Doyle Pie, if you don't... Doyle, P.I.
Whatever. Do you think you can find my camera?
Are you kidding?
Then you can?
Are you kidding? With these skimpy facts? But Never let it be said that Harlow Doyle, Private Eye, walked away from a difficult case. I have, but never let it be said.
So you'll take this one?
As a champion of the oppressed, a defender of the underdog, and a Private Eye with no other cases on his slate, how can I refuse?
Great. So what are you going to do first? Go to Wits End?
That's just what the thief would expect me to do. Of course, he knows that I know that he's expecting me to, but then again, I know that he knows that I know that he knows that, what was the question?
What are you going to do first?
Oh, go to Wits End, of course.
Yes, Rodney and Denver were both here this morning.
Mm-hmm. And where were you, Miss Schultz?
Upstairs in Mr. Whitaker's office.
Now, you're not an employee here at Wits End, are you?
No, but I'm coordinating the Bible Bowl, so Mr. Whitaker let me use his office to go over the questions.
I see. And where was Whit?
He was gone.
Gone? Leaping log rollers! First it was theft, now kidnapping!
No. No, Mr. Whitaker is out of town. That's why you put me in charge of the bowl.
Ah, I see. Well, now, about this bowl business, how do you get the Bible to roll down the alley?
It's not a bowl as in bowling alley.
Hmm?
It's a contest to help the kids study the Bible.
Oh.
We have it every year. And like I said, I was going over the questions for it when Rodney and Denver came in. John 14:6. Jesus answered, I am the blank.
Make way for the new Bible Bowl champ, my friend Denver Thorpe.
That's me.
What in the world?
Hey, Lucy.
Rodney, what are you doing in here?
Hey, relax. I just wanted to introduce you to the next Bible Bowl champ, that's all. Strike a pose.
Who? Denver?
Right the first time. Say cheese, Den.
Cheese.
Does this mean you want to sign up, Denver?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Does everything have to have a reason for you, Lucy? It just so happens that Denver is entering this contest because of his love of healthy competition and his quest for knowledge.
Is that true, Denver?
Sure. Well, them and the 2-season passes to Waterworld at Trickle Lake for the winter.
Look, Lucy, the contest is open to everybody, isn't it?
Well, yes, but...
Well, that's all I wanted to hear. Smile, Denver. This one's for the Odyssey Times.
Denver, do you really want to be in the Bible Bowl?
Absolutely.
Okay, come on downstairs and let's get you signed up. And that's it. I signed Denver up and told him which books of the Bible to study.
Mm-hmm. Books of the Bible?
Yes. I put the books the questions are taken from on a list. All of the contestants get one.
I see. Then what happened?
Well, the next thing I know, Rodney starts yelling that his camera is stolen.
Ooh.
He said he left it upstairs, and when he went back to get it, it was gone.
What did you do?
Searched the place thoroughly. Then we called the police, and they searched the place thoroughly. But we couldn't find even a trace of it.
Do you remember who was in the building at the time?
All the regulars. It was pretty crowded. I sure don't want to believe any one of them would steal the camera.
I don't want to believe it either. But we live in a cruel, cruel world, Miss Schultz.
Ooh.
You got a Kleenex? And by the way, where were you when the camera was taken?
I told you. I was down here with Denver.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that just about wraps it up for now. If you could try to recall who was around during the theft, Miss Schultz, it would help out a lot.
I'll try.
Thanks. Meanwhile, I've got a few other stops to make. Miss Turner, Harlow Doyle, Private Eye here again. After I left Wits End, I talked with the police who confirmed Lucy's story. They felt that finding Rodney's camera is next to hopeless and suggested that I go home. But they don't realize that hopeless is my home and that I've got one or two tricks up my sleeve. Either that or the laundry put starch in my shirts again. I am now entering Clemens Cameras, a photographic shop. I thought I'd see if someone turned in the ill-gotten booty. Or is that ill-gotten booty? Look it up, please. Wish me luck. Excuse me.
Welcome to Clemens Cameras. If you want a camera, and even if you don't, you come to the right place.
Right. Now,
we've got all kinds. Polaroids, Instamatics, uh-huh. Ricohs, no Leicas, Minoltas, pop-ups, pop-downs, mm-hmm. film cameras, video cameras, cameras that fit in the palm of your hand, and cameras too big for mortal man to move.
Right.
S.L. Clemens, proprietor at your service.
Yes. Harlow Doyle, private investigator.
Oh, a P.I. Always nice to run into one of you boys. Got a great deal on this handy-dandy 6 to the 48th power telephoto lens.
Now, look, Mr. Clemens, I didn't come in here to buy anything.
You didn't? Well, goodbye.
Sir, I came in for some information. Has anyone turned a camera in lately?
turned one in?
You know, to pawn or to sell? A 35mm with a zoom lens and a built-in flash.
No, can't say as anyone has. Why?
Because the real owner is looking for it.
Real owner?
Mm-hmm.
Then this fine piece of equipment, this light, tight reproduction box, this 35mm zoom lens memory maker is, to put it delicately, hot?
No, it's stolen.
Then it is definitely not here. I deal only in legitimate merchandise, young man. I require proof of ownership on each piece I buy. So not only do my customers get quality products, they get them legally.
I'm sure they do. But if someone does try to bring in a camera like the one I described, you will contact me, won't you?
Of course, you'll be the first one I'll call. Now, how's about a good deal on this nifty combination camouflage necktie and Instamatic?
Camouflage necktie and Instamatic?
Only slightly used.
Ooh. Good morning, Miss Turner. It's Harlow Doyle again, private investigator. It was getting pretty late when I left Clemens Cameras, so I decided to call it a day, go home, and sleep on it. But my sleep was fitful for two reasons. One, I was getting nowhere with the case. And two, it's almost impossible to sleep on a combination camouflage necktie Instamatic. So when dawn broke, there was nothing to do but get up, exercise, get washed, have breakfast, look at the paper, watch a little TV, listen to some music, read a novel, oil my bike, sweep off the back porch, water the lawn, pull up weeds, buy a few groceries, write my mother again, paint the office, fix the roof, put in a new driveway, and then come over here to Wits End and talk to my client.
Hey, Doyle!
Speaking of which, I'll let you know how it turns out, Miss Turner. Over and out.
So, what's the scoop? Did you find my camera yet or what?
Rodney, Oh, look, there's Lucy. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Mr. Doyle.
And how are you this morning?
Never mind that. What about my camera?
Well, Rodney, it doesn't look good.
What?
I've talked to everyone I can think of, but it's no good. I really don't know much more than I knew yesterday.
But I've got to find that camera.
Sorry, but it's beginning to look like your camera is a goner.
Oh, man. Where's Denver?
In Colorado! That Denver.
Too bad.
Yeah, you said it. Nothing has turned up at the camera shop, and nobody here saw anything. You haven't thought of anyone else I can talk to, have you?
Sorry.
There just aren't enough clues.
No way, Rodney. Would you have to? It's the only way.
Now what's going on?
I think who would be a better question.
That's Rodney and Denver. Come on.
What about Alani?
What?
I don't need you.
What? All right. You boys are making more noise than two really noisy things.
What's going on, Rodney?
None of your beeswax.
It is, too. He's trying to get me to drop out of the Bible Bowl, and I don't want to.
What?
Drop out?
Blabbermouth, what are you telling them for?
Because they got a right to know.
Rodney, why do you want Denver to drop out?
I have my reasons.
He thinks I don't stand a chance, that's why.
Wait a minute. Yesterday, Denver was the greatest Bible scholar since Martin Luther, but today he doesn't stand a chance? That doesn't make any sense.
No, unless something happened to change Rodney's mind.
Something happened, all right. His camera got stolen.
Aha!
Quiet, you rat!
The camera? But what was in the camera besides the pictures of Denver that would make such a difference?
What indeed? Let's see, what would someone put into a camera?
Oh, so that's it.
Yes!
What's it?
Don't you remember? I said Rodney and Denver interrupted me while I was looking over the answers to the Bible Bowl?
Of course! So?
So? I took Denver downstairs and signed him up.
Of course! So?
So I don't remember putting the answers away while I was downstairs. Rodney Rathbone, you took pictures of the answers, didn't you?
I plead the fifth.
Denver?
Yes, he did.
You think?
Quiet, Rodbone! Spill it, Denver.
It was all part of his plan.
Uh-huh.
He'd take the pictures and I'd memorize the answers and win the Bible Bowl.
Ooh.
And the season passes to Waterworld.
Ooh.
But I never got the answers because his camera was stolen.
Ooh.
And you know what? I'm glad.
Glad?
That's right. I read over the books of the Bible that the questions were taken from. And well, I started feeling guilty about what I was doing. Besides, now that I've read them, I think I got a legitimate shot.
You can barely remember your own name, Denver. You're nuts.
Yeah, maybe I am. Look, Lucy, I'm really sorry about this whole thing. I shouldn't have done it, and I hope you'll forgive me, but I'd still like to be in the Bible Bowl if you'll let me.
What do you think, Mr. Doyle?
Well, he
seems sincere enough.
I think you ought to cancel the whole thing. I mean, somebody out there has my camera with the answers in it.
Good point.
But I can't cancel it. Everyone's worked so hard to set it up. I can change the questions, though.
But that wouldn't be fair to all the other kids, would it? I mean, if you change the questions now, they'll have to start studying all over again.
Good point.
No, I guess it wouldn't be right for them to suffer just because you were going to do something bad.
Good point.
Besides, the reason we have the Bible Bowl is to get the kids interested in the Bible.
Good point.
You are interested, aren't you, Denver?
Yeah, I am.
So what do you think, Mr. Doyle?
Good point. Sorry, everybody was making such good points, I lost track of what we were talking about. What was the question?
About whether Denver should be in the contest.
What do you think, Lucy?
Yeah. Keep studying, Denver. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the Bible Bowl.
Miss Turner, Harlow Doyle here again, Private Eye, walking the streets of Odyssey. Rodney's camera is still missing, but I suppose that doesn't matter much now that the Bible Bowl is over. Oh, you should have been there. It was a close race, right down to the last question.
I think this has been our best Bible Bowl yet. It's been a very close race all the way down the line. But now we're left with our last three contestants. Andy DeMoss, Mickey Wilson, and Denver Thorpe. All right, here's your final question. Finish this verse and tell me where it's found. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. Andy?
Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Andy. Mickey?
Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your hands, just as we told you. 2 Thessalonians 4:11.
Oh, no, Mickey. I'm sorry, that's not right. Denver?
Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business and to work with your hands, just as we told you. 1 Thessalonians 4:11.
Denver? You're absolutely right! You win!
That's right, Miss Turner. Denver won. Rodney couldn't believe it. And if his camera hadn't been stolen before Denver got a look at the pictures, I wouldn't have believed it either. Anyway, that was yesterday, and things have quieted down since then. I sure would like to know who took that camera, though.
Wow, if it isn't the PI.
Ooh, hello, Mr. Clemens. Signing off, Miss Turner. How's business?
Why don't you come on in and see for yourself?
No thanks. Last time I almost didn't get out of there.
How's that necktie and stomatic?
Yeah, a little bulky.
Well, it's good for you. Develops neck muscles.
Great. You haven't had any normal cameras turn up yet, have you?
Normal. No. Afraid not. I do have a question for you, though.
Question?
I was looking in today's paper. You know who this boy is?
Yeah, that's Denver.
Not where. Who?
Oh, no. That's his name. He won the Bible Bowl yesterday.
So I see. Well, that's very interesting.
Why?
Because a couple of days ago, he dropped off a couple of rolls of film to be developed.
He did?
He only picked up one, though, I can remember, because he had a friend with him.
A friend?
Yep. Tall, dark-headed, sneery voice, kind of reptilian-looking, you know?
Reptilian-looking? Rodney!
You know where I can find these boys?
I have a pretty good idea. Excuse me, Mr. Clemens. I have some phone calls to make. Say, you wouldn't happen to have a couple of quarters on you, would you?
Boy, that was rich, eh, Denver?
Sure was, Rodney. It's the best scam idea you ever had.
And now we get to enjoy Waterworld for the whole season. Give me your pass. 2, please.
Oh. I'm afraid I can't let you gentlemen inside.
What? What do you mean? These are our season passes.
Sorry, they're invalid.
But we just got them yesterday. How can they be invalid?
Easy, Rodney. I invalidated them.
Lucy? Doyle?
Yep.
What are you doing?
Keeping you from getting away with it, that's what.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't you?
No.
Maybe we're wrong, Lucy. He says he doesn't know what we're talking
about. We're not wrong. I know why we couldn't find your camera, Rodney. Because you stole it from yourself.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's right. You know, you almost had me with that ignorant bit, but I'm too quick for you. I have personal experience with being ignorant.
Yeah? Well, if I stole my own camera, why didn't the police find it on me? I never left Wits End.
That, my good man, is a very good question. Why didn't they, Lucy?
You remember Denver.
Oh, yeah, right. Because after you stole the camera, you gave it to Denver here during all the confusion, and he took it outside.
You're nuts, both of yous.
Really? Tell that to Mr. Clemens.
Clemens?
Yes, you remember him. The man to whom you took the roll of film inside the camera to be developed. Well?
All right. You got us.
Denver, you wimp.
Sorry, Rodney, I couldn't take the pressure.
Why would you do all this?
I know why. No, I don't. Why would you do all this, hmm?
To throw you off the trail. I knew if I took the pictures and had Denver memorize the answers, you'd suspect us. But nobody would suspect us twice.
I thought you were interested in the Bible, Denver.
Well, I was, sorta. But I was more interested in the season passes.
It would have been a whole lot easier to get him if you just studied.
Well, that's the way a lot of crimes are. You put out twice the effort to get half the results than you would have gotten if you just have put out half the effort to get twice the results from the effort you put in.
Huh?
Crime doesn't pay! Got out of that one. And with that profound bit of insight, Miss Turner, that I hope you were able to transcribe, the case of the candid camera came to a close. We turned Rodney and Denver over to their parents. The season passes went to the rightful winners, Andy and Mickey. And Odyssey had yet another baffling mystery solved by, yours truly, Harlow Doyle, Private Eye. Well, let's see how this whole thing sounds. Ooh.
Looks like Harlow Doyle needs a little more work to master his microcassette recorder. And it also looks like Rodney and Denver need to realize that no matter how hard they try, they can't get away with crime. One way or another, bad deeds eventually catch up with you. Like it says in Numbers 32:23, be sure your sin will find you out. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Case of the Candid Camera was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.